Hello.
Is Jesseline Walton there?
Who is this calling?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a National Opinion Survey. It will be of great help if you can answer some of our questions.
About what?
It's just some issues facing your community and the nation.
What is the question?
Okay, just to confirm, you're Jesseline Walton?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. So the first question is, what are the chances you will vote in November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'll vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
67.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black, I'm African American.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'll say a 5.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden as president is doing?
I can't answer those questions. I'm undecided. I'm undecided about all of this voting stuff right now.
Okay. Your opinion is very important to us, so for Joe Biden, you will say you don't know.
If I had to vote for him, I would do it.
Okay. So would you say you approve him?
I guess so.
Will that be a strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, the same question. Do you approve or disapprove Sherrod Brown as senator?
Oh, I approve.
Okay. Is that somewhat approved or strongly?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. Now, let's continue with Mercy Kaptur as congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove her job?
I approve.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove the job he's doing?
I disapprove because I don't think a felon or anybody should be the head of no country.
And that disapproval is somewhat disapproved or strongly?
I disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. So, Joe Biden? Is that favorable, unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Now, Republicans in Congress, favorable or unfavorable?
Say that again.
Republicans in Congress, just in general, Republicans in Congress, is that favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, First Energy, favorable or unfavorable?
First Energy.
Yes. Or never heard that?
I heard of them as public utility company. I'm just saying unfavorable for them.
Okay, and that's somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now let's go with Derek Merry. Is that favorable or unfavorable?
I'm familiar with him.
Okay, now Marcy Kaptur, is that favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable. somewhat favorable, I mean.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Democrats in Congress. Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Now, Donald Trump, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And that will be somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much for your time to answering my questions. In the election of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'm not sure.
Okay, the options are Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Lee Republican, or other?
I said I'm unsure, actually.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Maybe, I'm not even really sure about that. I have to see who is independent. I don't know. I really don't know. I know I answered questions about him being favorable somewhat. It's just that I just guess I'll just say I do Democrat.
Okay. So it will be lean Democrat Joe Biden or just Democrat Joe Biden?
Say that again.
It will be Democrat Joe Biden, lean Democrat Joe Biden.
I don't understand what you're asking me with this question.
The question again is, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I guess it'll be Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance would you consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance of Republican I vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to...
I don't know. I can't answer all these questions. I know everybody, you say that they represent this. I really don't know what they all represent. They represent themselves mainly. And whatever I choose is not going to make no difference because the world's going to be the way it is. That's how I look at things. So it's our choices to try to vote for people.
I understand, but... Actually, your opinion is very important for us. So, would you say it's much less likely, somewhat less likely?
If you, by what you said, less likely, I would. Is that the last question?
There's a few more other questions, but it's almost done.
I'm tired. I don't need to answer no more questions, but you got a good point of view of where I'm coming from. So, thank you for calling me.
Okay, would you like to continue?